Why do we learn Torah? Three reasons. Really, three objectives of learning Torah. Or, to be more exact, the three things that we accomplish when we learn Torah. First and foremost, we learn to love Hashem when we learn Torah. And that's point number one. We learn Torah in order to know Hashem, and therefore in order to learn to love Him. The more a person knows about something or someone, the more they love that thing or that someone. And the way to know Hashem, we can't know Hashem in a physical sense. We can only know Hashem through His creations, which is to understand the world, or even better, to understand the way Hashem thinks. And the way to do that is to understand the Torah, because the Torah is Machshavot Hashem, Kilo Machshavotai Machshavoteichem. The thought processes of Hashem is the Torah, Istakel Bioraita Uvara Alma. He looked into the Torah and created the world. And this concept that Limud Torah brings to Ahavat Hashem, we actually say in Kriyat Shema every single day. V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. And Rashi points out, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ela umahi ha'ahava. How does one get to this ahava? How do we get to Ahavat Hashem? V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela. Because if you learn Torah, then you understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you get close to His ways. So the first objective and the first thing we accomplish when we learn Torah is Lilmod al menat le'ehov, to learn in order to love. The second is actually the most simple. Torah is a Sefer Halakha, telling us what to do and how to run our lives. Torah is made up of mitzvot. And in order to know how to do those mitzvot, we need to learn the Torah and the halachot involved of doing those mitzvot. It's impossible for a person to properly be able to say brachot unless he learns hilchot brachot. A person can't keep Shabbat unless he learns hilchot Shabbat. A person can't know how to put on tefillin unless he learns Hilchot Tefillin. That's pretty obvious. So the second thing is Lilmod al menat la'asot, to learn in order to do. The fact is, though, the Torah is made up of 613 mitzvot, and we have to be mekayim all of the 613 mitzvot. Lilmod ulalamed lishmar v'lasot ulekayem et kol divrei Talmud Torahtecha. That's what it says. We say that every day in Birkot Kriyat Shema. In other words, there's a objective that we have to be mekayem all of the mitzvot in the Torah. Now, but if you think about it, that's actually impossible, because many mitzvot are not possible for us to do, either because we're not the people to do it, or we're not in the place to do it. For instance, not all of us are Kohanim, so the mitzvot of the Kohanim are not for everybody. We're not a Nazir, so I can't do the mitzvah of a Nazir. There are certain mitzvot that I just can't do because I'm not that person. And there are also certain mitzvot that I can't do because I can't go into that place. I can't go into certain parts of the Beit HaMikdash. Not only that, there are mitzvot which I don't want to do. There are mitzvot which come out of tragic circumstances. One of Taryag mitzvot is that if a person is going to divorce his wife, he has to write her a get. Now, in an ideal situation, a person doesn't want to divorce his wife. If a person murders, there's a mitzvah on Beitin to give out dalad mitot Beitin. We don't want to do that mitzvah. In other words, there are many mitzvot which we either can't do or we don't even want to do. So how does one mekayim taryag mitzvot? the way to be mekayim taryag mitzvot is, in a virtual sense, by learning about those mitzvot. And here we come to a fascinating idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is part of the Ein Sof, part of the infinite, he is not bound by time or place, and neither is the Torah, which is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, is not bound by time or place. When we learn Torah, we are not bound by time or place. When in a physical world, only a Kohen Gadol can go into the Beit HaMikdash, into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and only one day a year. But if I learn Torah, I can become the Kohen Gadol. I can, if I learn Mesechet Yoma, I can become the Kohen Gadol that goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, goes into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and I don't need to wait till Yom Kippur to do that. I can do that every single day of the year. I can be like the Kohen Gadol that enters the Beit HaMikdash. When I learn Torah, I am not bound by time or place because I go into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. I enter His world, which is not bound by time or place. In Kabbalah, there's this concept of Naran, Nefesh, Ruach, Uneshama, and corresponding in a simpler sense, these are the three ways of action that a man does everything in this world. There is machshava, there is dibur, and there is maaseh. And that are these three things. We had lilmod al menat le'ehov, that is part of the machshava, that's part of the thought process. There is lilmod al menat la'asot, that's obviously the maisa. And then there is the learning bimkom lasot or bimakom she'efshar lasot, instead of doing the action in a place where I cannot do the action. If I say the divrei Torah, the dibur of Torah, divrei Torah can be in lieu of the action. So those are the three parts of Torah, the three objectives of Torah, and the three things that we can accomplish when we learn Torah. Lulmod al menat le'ehov, lulmod al menat la'asot, and lulmod bimkom la'asot, in a place that it's efshar la'asot. We have just finished a period of filled with mitzvot. We started with Elul and Rosh Hashanah, where we had the mitzvah of shofar and the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah, malchiyot, zichronot, and shofarot. Then we had Yom Kippur after the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, where we had the mitzvah of the Avodat Yom HaKippurim, and we had the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur, the Inuyim. And then we come to the rich holiday of Sukkot, where we had the mitzvot of Sukkah, and Dalet Minim, and Nisuch HaMayim, and everything else, and Hoshanot, and everything else involved with Sukkah. And then we come to the last day, and the last day, Shmini Atzeret, which became Simchat Torah, is a day where there are no mitzvot. It's a day where we only have the Torah, where we enter Hashem's world. We've been trying to get closer and closer and closer to Hashem through the means of mitzvot. And then we come to Simchat Torah, where it is a chag where no mitzvot are involved. It's just us and the Torah on its highest level. And that is where the Divrei Torah is bimkom lasot. The Divrei Torah can teach us to come to Ahavat Hashem, and the Divrei Torah can be a way of accomplishing all of Taryag Mitzvot. And that's why it's so fitting that Dafka on Shmini Atzeret, after all these mitzvot that we've done, we've had the Limud al Menat lasot, we come to the very last day, the day of Simchat Torah, Shmini Atzeret, where we come to the day where it all comes together. And it's the Divrei Torah that it's the Limud in a place of, instead of the La'asot, it is a place where in certain mitzvot where we cannot fulfill the actual mitzvah, the Divrei Torah is in lieu of that mitzvah, and that is the beauty of the Torah, where we can enter Hashem's world and be together with Him and with Him alone. Chag Sameach.